We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the top, end of the fourth line from the top, Amar Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua. The Mishnah brought down a machlekes. If someone wants to pay up his chayv, he comes to the Malvi, says, here, I'm paying up part of my chayv, so, Kav, you know, what should we do? I'm paying up part of the chayv. So the Malvi says, I write you a shaver. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says, no, the Levi says, I don't want a shaver, I don't have to watch a shaver, I'm paying you, I want a new shtar. And so Rabbi Yehuda holds, you can write a new shtar. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can write a shaver. So, Amar Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua, I feel the man the Amar Kaisim Shaver, even according to man the Amar that says the Malva has a right to say that we are going to write a shaver, I'm not ripping up the shtar, I'm going to write the shaver, Hanimili Apalga. That's only on half. Because on half, there we say that the Malva still wants to be Tevei his Chayvai, but here you can say that he can't hide it, he lost it, and whatever the story is, there like he what do you want him to do? You want to write a new star? Okay, you write a shaver. But Allah Kula Allah, but maybe when you pay up a Tara Chayv, there he's saying you have a right to say, I want the shtar back. What do you need the shtar for? I'm paying up the whole chayv. What do you need the shtar for? Why are you telling me to write a shaver? Ah, you lost it? So too bad on you. Hold on to your shtar. So that's what this man wants to tell you, that maybe shaver is only for half. There we have a discussion. I've a cool alloy, but if it's a whole entire, I'm paying up the whole thing, I want you to give me back the shtar. And the Gemara says, v'lohi, but it's not true. L'alach, it's not true. Afilo akula kasvidan. According to Rabbi Yossi holds that you write a shaver, even on a tire chayv, the malva could claim, I don't have a shtar, I'm writing you a shaver. And you still have to pay. What's the raya? We have a raya from a ma'isak. You heard Rav Yitzchak by Yosef have a masik by Zuzi by Rabbi Abba. Rav Yitzchak by Yosef had money by Rabbi Abba. It means Rabbi Abba owed him money. Rav Yitzchak was the malva. And he came to Rabbi Abba to collect his money. Also came to Rabbi Chanina bar Papi on Malay. Have Zuzi. He said, give me my money. Amalei, so this is in front of Bezdin, so Rav Yitzchak says to Rav Abba, give me my money. Amalei, havli shtari. But in front of Rav Chanina bar Papi, so he says, give me my shtar. So Rav Abba said, I'll pay back, but I want my shtar back. Rav calls Zuzi, I'm going to give you money. Amalei, so he says, shtar uchar irchisli. I lost the shtar. Echlo v'tavra, I'll write you a receipt. Amalei, so he answered back, Harava Shmuel, it was Rav Abba answering back. He says, "Rav Shmuel, Dami Tavayu, ain't koisvim shaver. You don't write a shaver." So I'm saying, I'm not paying you until you give me my star back. So Omar, so Rav Chanina said, "I'm going to give up psakia. Man yovlon ma'afrod Rav Shmuel Ramina Bainayo." First of all, let me say that I have full respect and full covet for Rav Shmuel. If man yovlon ma'afrod Rav Shmuel, who would give me from the dust of Rav and Shmuel, and I put it in my eyes. That's how much chavivus I have for them. But lemaisa, Rabbi Yochanan of Harash Lakish, the Army Tavayo, we have Rabbi Yochanan of Shlakish, who both say, Koisvin Shaver, the Iran Shaver. Chenke also Ravna Rabbaloi, Koisvin Shaver. Umestavra, the Koisvin Shaver, the Iran Shaver. So Maisa, the Gemara is coming out that you write a Shaver even when you're paying up the whole thing. And the Gemara says, that's Mestavra like that. These sakadat in Kaisim Shaver, if the halacha would be is that when I'm coming to pay, Levi is coming to pay everything, the malva can't give a shaver, so you're going to tell me, Ovad Shtori Shalzeh, Yoichel Halov Achadi, you're going to tell me the malva loses a star, the other guy gets a free loan now, he lent him $100,000, he loses a star, boom, there's no such thing anyway about collecting money anymore. So, Mask of Law Abaya, why is it good svara? And it's Elamai, Kaisim Shaver, you're right, a shaver. So you tell me now, oh, shaver is better. And after Leiva loses the shaver, so now the mal will collect again the whole mount, and that's better. Amalei Rava in Eved Leiva leish malva. The Leiva is the Eved leish malva, and the Leiva is more responsible than the malva. He has to hold on to the shaver. Yes. Yeah, but he was a Leiva, so he got the favor from the malva, and that's the rule. The rule is that he has the lower hand, and the malva is the master. And you want to save yourself, you have to. You have to save your shaver. You have to save your shaver. So therefore, that's the machlekes. See, I might as well pass it in kais and shaver. So the Gemara Vayta. Tanan Hasam. We learned in a Mishnah. We learned in a Mishnah like this. This Mishnah is in Masechta Shvius, and now this has shaykes also with what we spoke out before in the machlekes of Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Tanan Hasam. Shtori chayiv ha-mukdamim psulim. Shtari chayiv that's a muktim is possible. Any shtar muktim that's predated is possible because you're going to come to collect from lekuchos before the loan happened. Va'amu ucharim, and if you write a shtar later date, post dated, is ksherim, it's kosher because we're not worried about anything. He'll still collect the lekuchos later. So Amar Rav Amnuna, loy shanu el shtari hava. That's just Mishnah's true only by a shtar hava. Of a story of Mekach HaMemkar, but a star of a Mekach HaMemkar, afilu me'ucharim nami psulim. That means that someone buys, purchases a property in Nisan time, in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and they put the date for Rosh Chodesh Av. That's they put the date on. So halacha is apostle. Now why is apostle? My timer. Because Zimnin, the Mezavni Arab Nisan, they sold the Arab Nisan, the cost of a Tishrei. So I said, Av, we'll just use the Zimara example. The cost of a Tishrei, and they did it. They put the date for Tishrei. Now the Meicher was sold off his property, was not happy about it, got money in between. And a lot of times, the minig was that you have a tenai in the sale that if I get money, you sell it back to me. And that's how it worked. If I got my money, the Meicher has money. You have to find this idea in Ezer Neshach and in Bam Metzia. I got my money. The deal was, if I get my money back, you sell it back to me automatically. It's not really a done deal. It's a done deal. It's a sale, 100% of sale. But if I get my money, you give it back to me. And he bought it back. Kavaldik. Mechimati Tishrei, Mapikle, when it comes to Tishrei, he pulls out a star. Va'amalei, hodoz avanta minoch. And he says, look, the guy sold it back to me. I have a star to prove it. It's from Tishrei. So therefore, we say that Mecharim are psulim.
When he asked back for a star,
he gave him less. He wrote him a shiver because, like the response speaks out that even if you might know by a loiva could say that I'm not paying you unless you give me back the star. So there you have some leverage at him. I'm not paying you back until you give me back the star. So there could be a man diyama increase in shiver. When it comes to a mechira, what's your leverage? You're telling the guy, okay, I'm not paying you for the field unless you give me back the stars. The guy's like, yeah, no problem. I'll keep my field. No problem. You have no leverage against him. A malva, you have leverage against him. Malva wants his money back. So you tell the malva like this, I hold you don't write a shaver, so I'm not paying you until you give me back my star. So that works. That leverage works because he wants his money back. But when a guy is sitting on a property and you're trying to redeem your property, technically, basically trying to redeem your property, so you go over to the property owner right now, the lekeach, and you say, here, I want to redeem my property, but you have to give me back my star. So the guy says, I don't have a star, I lost it. So he says, okay, I'm not redeeming it. Okay, he says, gevaldik, not redeeming it, I'll have my field. The response speaks to that. If you want to see the response inside, I'm just explaining it more, but the response speaks to that. Divim maskla avol b'shtar mekamemcha. So in the second line of that response, he says, v'afilu man diyama in koisvin shoiver, even if I think it's a hocha moida, then ma yafsit shimenim lo yiftaruve. So there, what's he going to lose? So even he writes, so Hilkach, if he writes him a Shoiver, so he paid him a Thomas, so 100%. But I bought it back in Tishrei. I bought it back in Tishrei. That's the problem. I bought it back in Tishrei. You have a Shoiver. You produce a Shoiver that I got it back then. So, but if he would have took the star, you're right. And there's no star left. But here the star he still has. He hid the star. He put it away. And it says Tishrei in it. And here what's going to happen is, he's going to land up with a document that says, I bought it afterwards. That's the problem here. So let's read it inside one more time. I'm filming around for Solomon. My time is Zimun to Mazavle Arbani, some of the cost of Lever Tishrei, Mazavle Zubaini Bain, he was Zavle Menei, and Mazavle Menei, and he bought it back, he redeemed it basically. Vichimati Tishrei, Mapikle, pulls it out, only held his Vadim, I bought it for you afterwards. Avadi, you paid it then, I bought it for you since then. Break the Gemara Kash, so why story of Vani better? Yochi, story of Nami, Zimdom, the Yazav Nisan, the guy will borrow Nisan. So we said, when the Mishnah says in Shvi is that some star mecharma kosher. So we said, it's not mecharma, what is the star ava? Why is the star ava any better? Yochi star ava nam, yizim di yazif v'nisan, because of lay star ava tishrei, and you write the date tishrei, m'sharma li zizu b'ni b'ni parlay, and he pays in between, v'amma lay havli star, he says, can I have my star back? V'amma lay irkasli, I lost it. V'kos lay tavro, and he writes a shayver, v'chimot izimnei, mapik lay, he pulls out the new star, he says, yeah, you paid back then, but you borrowed again. You now borrowed from me from Tishrei. So the Gemara's kash is, what's behind that Mishnah? Lamaisa, Mukharim should be also no good. So
even
Mavo? Even Mavo? So for the Gemara, Kosovar ain't Kaisvin Shaiver. That Mister is going to Mali Omar ain't Kaisvin Shaiver. Which is really a Gemara before, really, that says such an idea that according to Rabbi Yossi, who holds Kaisvin Shaiver, every Shtam Ucher is possible. The Gemara did speak out before on top of the Ahmed that if it's clearly Amma Ucher, then it's better. If the star is screaming out Amma Ucher, then it's better. Which means that the star is through a non-Jewish date, and you figure out it landed up on Yom Kippur, or landed up on Shabbos, so you know it's a Meucheres, then even Rabbi Yesu will agree. But here, in Echanami, if Rabbi Yesu will say, regular star Meucheres of Yom Kippur will not be good, I had a Mishnah Shvias, Teretz is, Ein Kaisvin Shoivim. Omele Rav Yemar, Le Rav Kahano, Va'amri Le Rav Yemar, Dif Le Rav Kahano, what do we do today? He says, Ve'inna, the Kasvina Shtarim Meucher, we write Shtarim Meucher, we do something like that. V'kasvina and tavra, and we hold Kaisvin Shoiver. That's how we hold. So what do we do? How do we do it? How do you manage this? Like what do we do? Amalei, Basu Amalu Rav Abba Lasafre. Rav Abba told the Seifrim to do a certain thing, and that will help us. He used to say, Ki kasvina shtari muhari kosvu hachi. When you write a shtar mocha, put it in the shtar clearly. Hachi. Kosvu hachi. Shtar adinon loy bezamne vizimne kasivne elachrenu v'kasvenu. He says, today, that we write Shoiver, which means you hold Kaisim Shoiver, and we write Shtar Mocheres, what you have to do is, you got to put into the Shtar, like Rav Abba told the Shoiver, when you write Shtar Mocheres, write it in the Shtar. So it's clearly, this Shtar is a Mocheres. And since this Shtar is a Mocheres, if you come collect with the Shtar, so then, they'll know already that you didn't just take a new loan in Tishrei, this is a Shtar Mocheres. That's it. Huh? Let's say the guy who's borrowing money didn't want to be Meshabbat as Lekucha, he's told to straight. Would that be a reason? Let's say the guys take a loan, and the Malva agrees. The Malva doesn't want mind right now. He has money, Leiva. He says, you know what, the next 6 months you're free. You don't have to put lien on all your properties. The guys want to lien on his properties. Anything he sells, anything he does. So that's why he agreed. They agreed to make a Mocharis. That was the case.
So it's like the equivalent of taking a check and running a circle around.
Only Rav Ashi Rav Kahana. Okay, so the Gemara says here. That's the Eitz. Only Rav Ashi Rav Kahana. Ve'inu loy kadina hachi. Today we don't put that into the shtar. So what's the Eitz? So he says the Eitz is like this. Bost only Rav Safra. We have to think of another Eitz. What's another Eitz? Bost only Rav Safra l'Safra. This is what Mordechai had this idea before. The only Rav Safra l'Safra. Because we know how to tavri. When you write the shoiver, you write the shoiver. Let's say in Tammuz when he paid off early. So you write the shoiver. You write in the shoiver. Like this, that this shoiver is a payment on that shtar that says Tishrei. So he told the seifrim, "Ki kasvinu hanitavri iya disu zman shtara." If you know the zman of the shtar, which you know it says in the shtar, when you're writing the shoiver, he hid the shtar. Remember, but let's say you remember that it said in the shtar the date was Dala Tishrei. So then write it, kosu, write it in the shtar. V'loy, if you don't know it, then kosu stama, write a stam shoiver. Chla'imus the nafik lirei, which is a chiddush, that you can have a shoiver, it's like a joker. The shoiver has no number in it, you can use it anytime you want, that's what it says, it's mashma.
The amount, exact amount.
There's a hundred, therefore, if you look at the bottom, the bottom line from the Rashbam, it says, u'me'ata, the end of the second line, from the bottom, ma'ata tzarcha malva lizayir shlo yalva oid leloiva hazek shuvama. Never again could he lend that money because he always had the shayver. He had the shayver, but that would be a etza to take care of the problem of mocharis.
It only helps on our computer. We're not like what you guys pay palgo.
But a case pays palgo, so right, right.
It's a different
shaver. It won't help that case, right? The stam shaver won't help in that case, right? They'll help the right date of the star that I paid half of that star. It won't help for that. That will not help for that, right? Omale Ravina Luravashi Vaamri Luravashi Rav Kahana. So he says like to him like this, Vaha Aina, today we don't do anything like Vinachi. Today we don't write a shaver like that. We don't write the star. We don't put in that clearly Mocharis, screams out Mocharis. So what do? Omale Omale says like this. Rabbanan Takuni Takina. Rabbanan made takanas that you can have a Mocharis. We gave you two eights. Either someone writes something in the star, writes something in the shaver. Samanda Ovid. Someone who does it, good. Mandaloy Ovid, if you don't do that, you daf sin avshay. What do you want? Like, the loiva has a problem over here. He says, the chazal made takonos. Let the loiva take care of himself, protect himself. You're writing a shtar mocheres, either write it in the shtar, or make sure you get a shayver like that. And if you don't, you daf sin avshay, he caused a loss to himself, and it's not our problem that you had this, you missed out this thing in the shtar.